touching mine. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands, everyone, this morning, and say good morning to Jesus. Say good morning to Jesus. Thank you for bringing me here today. Thank you for being here before me. Hear me this morning as I lift up my voice to you. Answer me by your voice. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. Welcome to the first Shiloh hour of Shiloh 2022. It shall be your most transforming experience to date on the prayer altar in the name of Jesus. It's important we recognize our greatest need are our spiritual needs. Let's beware of this Laodicean syndrome. I have need for nothing. You say, why? I have a house. I have a car. I'm married. I have a ministry. The greatest needs of believers are our spiritual needs. For when it's well with us, when it's well with us spiritually, it becomes well with us everywhere. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. The pursuit of God is what gives a believer command on the earth. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. I'd like us to make our spiritual needs our first area of concern this morning. Every one of us. Only those who fear God fare well in life. And the fear of God is to depart from evil. Proverbs 8:13. Joseph said, but I fear God. You see what God made out of him? He was in command everywhere, under all circumstances. Daniel purposed in his heart not to defy himself. And we all saw what became of him. Paul, the acclaimed apostle of grace, testified of the fear of God at work in him. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. And we all saw what God made out of him. Having therefore received this ministry as we have obtained mercy, we faint not. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. The kind of man we're talking about. We faint not, but have renounced all hidden things of dishonesty, not handling the word of God deceitfully, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, Paul speaking, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, But by the grace of God, we have had our conversation, our lifestyle in this world. Our spiritual needs, our greatest needs, all of us, everyone, myself inclusive. For godliness, godlikeness, is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. Our greatest needs are our spiritual needs. Our greatest needs are our spiritual needs. The destiny of believers revolves around the quality of our spiritual life. Our destiny revolves around the quality of our spiritual life. It's not just seek ye for the kingdom of God. He says, seek ye for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his righteousness and all these things. And his righteousness, then all these things. And his righteousness, then all these things. And his righteousness and all these things. It's time to explore our spiritual life and seek for help. Particularly this morning. Let's begin from the right point. The church is losing out so fast. But the fear of God is just fading away. Just fading away. Church has become a fancy club. Powerless, competing with the world. Let's make this morning session a time of spiritual recovery. Spiritual recovery. Consciously recovering ourselves from everything we know that does not please God in our life, consciously. The Holy Ghost helped me to locate that for the year, and it's been some blessing, quite some blessing, and I want to keep crying out for it. Hear what I said. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, empower my prayer life afresh, that will launch me to next levels in my prayer life all through the days of my life. I'm talking about last year or this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, engrace me to experience next levels in my walk with you after the order of Christ. Engrace me to be sensitive to the lessons you are teaching me, the corrections, the rebukes, the instructions, all the days of my life. Engrace me to always think right, speak right, and walk right, so that I don't lose my connectivity with you. We have spiritual needs that need to be addressed if we must change level. Let's start from there. The foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord made them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It might be that hidden pride stopping your way forward. Stopping your way forward. Lord, I'm here. Search me and know my heart. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And as our friend, is showing it to you one by one, one by one, one by one. How do I hear for this morning? Far be it that the Almighty should do wickedness. If I've done iniquity, I will do it no more. And that which I know not, teach thou me. That which I know not, teach thou me. That's how to move forward in life. Spirituality is key to our well-being. It's key to fulfilling our destiny. Righteousness is just teaching. It's not teaching righteousness. It's doing righteousness. But don't be deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. He that doeth righteousness. So he that teacheth righteousness. He that doeth righteousness. All these Greeks said, Hebrews said, won't help anybody else. You don't do it, you don't win favor with God. You lose favor with God. It's your turn. It's my turn. Let's write. The next 30 minutes, we are on before the Lord. Take any position that will enhance the quality of your engagement on the prayer altar. Search me and know my heart. That the thing you know, help me out of this. 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 Help me out of it. Some can never be reached with any correction, even by God directly. No. Help me out of it. Help me. I want to go forward. And I require this spiritual foundation to go forward. Everybody pray. Take your note as God is pointing to you. The areas that you must need to address. Don't assume it. Don't assume it. Where you need to repent, repent. As you repent, you will not forgive. There is no sin God cannot forgive, but there is no sin He will forgive except we repent. There is no sin He will forgive except we repent. There is no sin this God will forgive except we repent. Lord Jesus, renew me. I want to recover my spiritual life on this mountain. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Don't look around. Don't look at anybody. Focus on your God. Focus on your God. Focus on your God. Renew me. And fire me into next levels in my spiritual life. And fire me into next levels in my spiritual life. Everybody pray. Pray your heart out. It's between you and God. And Jacob was left alone. He returned with a change of story. He was left alone. He returned with a change of story. He was left alone and he returned with a change of story. He was left alone and he returned with a change of story. Jesus, X-ray me this morning. X-ray me this morning. X-ray me this morning. X-ray me this morning. Forgive me my misdeeds. Measure them when you know them. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Whosoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Pray out your heart. It's your time for a change of story. The prayerlessness, the spiritual slumber, can't read one verse of scripture and stay awake. Lord Jesus, help me. People may be applauding me, but am I on key in my walk with you? Jesus, 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 I look up to you for help this morning. I look up to you for help this morning. I look up to you for help this morning. I look up to you for help this morning. I look up to you for help this morning. I look up to you for help this morning. Jesus, I look up to you for help this morning. Everybody pray. Pray for a renewal, a renewal, a renewal in your walk with God. Let it be well with me spiritually, Jesus. Holy Ghost, come to my help. Burn off every chaff in my spiritual life. 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 Holy Ghost, refine us fire. Burn off every chaff in my spiritual life. I want to live a life that pleases God from henceforth. Endue me afresh with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Endue me afresh with the spirit of holiness. Everybody pray. You may sit, you may kneel. But pray. Expect to be answered by a voice. And Moses called upon the Lord, and he answered him by a voice. Expect to be answered. To hear, my son, you are forgiven. My daughter, you are forgiven. Expect to hear the voice of God as you pray. Jesus, I want to please you all the days of my life. Jesus, I want to please you all the days of my life. Jesus, help me to please you all the days of my life. Rescue me from the pit wherein is no water. Help me to remain hungry and thirsty after you. Pray for a renewal this morning, everyone. Lepolote, apelote, kalaloba, embra brak tanara diye geboruya, zezuriane kateprotia, engolo precano, shalaba, 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 embrom brem brom 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 kalatos, elubre ludia, alekro balatos, shanshande kata proketeko, embla bla 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 rado. Enough of craftiness, deceitfulness, hypocrisy. Jesus, help me. Let's all call for help this morning. Let's all call for help this morning. I don't want my prayer to be hindered again. Help me, Jesus. I don't want my answer to revelation to be blocked again. Help me, Jesus. What is not revealed cannot be made manifest. Help me, Jesus. Rabele keto prea. Erobale krektona rabaya. Amblam blem blom brek teneri anodo. Everybody pray. Let's begin to give God thanks right now for answered prayers. Sanctification is the will of God. When we pray according to His will, He hears us. When we pray according to His will, He hears us. Sanctification is the will of God. And when we pray according to His will, He hears us. God has had you lift up your two hands. Give Him thanks this morning. There is no one like our God. Celebrate Him. Magnify Him. Amen. Now, be strengthened with this statement. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That when we pray according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then we know that we have received a petition which we have desired of Him. First John 5, 14 and 15. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification is the will of God. To abstain from evil of all forms is the will of God. God has heard you. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to give us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just don't go back there. Don't go back there. Don't go back there. Go and say no more. Let's say, worse thing than this happened to you? He's forgiven. Don't go back there. Don't go back there. Let's say, worse thing than this happened to you? Well, thank God He's heard us this morning. Let's celebrate Him for answered prayer. Let's celebrate Him for answered prayer. Shall we praise Him, please? Thank you, Jesus. Are you glad God has heard you? Everyone who has genuinely turned back to God, God has restored His favor in your life. Now, let's praise Him.
I prayed and I prayed, Lord Jesus answered me. I prayed and I prayed, Lord Jesus answered me. It is well with my soul. I pray and I pray. Somebody celebrate Him.
I pray.
It is well with my soul. And I pray and I pray.
I pray
this word. what you do. You are my miracle working God. You will change my story. Hey, you have healed my pain. I am sanctified. Hey, you are worthy of praise. We just shout. You are worthy of praise. As woman that said, I give you glory. And a witness said, I give you praise. You are not the worthy of praise.
Seated for a moment. Congratulations. 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 Congrats on the renewal of your spiritual life in the beginning. In the name of Jesus. In the light of this, let us ensure to package ourselves properly to make the most of this season. Every time off should be a time out with Jesus, focusing on what you look forward to in this prophetic feast, and you shall not return disappointed. Only a serious approach guarantees a glorious result. Let's get serious with our moment here. And wherever we might be around the world, so as to make the most of this season. We have come to this month of transformation. We must return transformed. The bugging questions of our life must receive answers. Things that have not been working must start working. The things behind the scene, not making them work, will be revealed to you. And as we take steps, he will confirm his word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Every answer received today is because God gave it. The glory must go to him. We can pray, only God can answer. We can't answer our prayers. The glory must go to him. The effect of this prayer is because of his hand. The glory must go to him. Some are spiritual and become proud of their spirituality, so they crash. Everything that works is by the hand of God. Let's constantly return the glory to him. Your renewed prayer life is God at work. You prayed, he answered. And he enabled you and me to stand in it. Your new lifestyle is because he made it happen. in response to your prayers and my prayers. The glory must go to him. With that, we don't suffer a setback. No one here will suffer a spiritual setback anymore. Uzzah was so spiritual, walking in the revelation of Zechariah, became so proud of his spirituality, he ended up a leper. Let's return the glory to God for every impact on our life in response to the cries of this morning, and then the glory will be from glory to glory. No one will suffer a setback anymore. Stand to your feet this morning as we bring this first Shiloh prayer hour to a close. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks for answered prayers and the effect of the prayer. Celebrate him. Magnify him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God deserves more thanks and praise. As you wave your hand, raise your voice some more. The way you prayed intensively in prayer, thank him as well. Thank him as well. He has changed our level spiritually. He has cleansed us. He has sanctified us. He's made us clean. He's made us pure. Give him all the glory to him. Thank him and thank him. The first in the series of the Shiloh Hour of Prayer, impactful, refreshing, to him alone be glory forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we are prayed.
Amen.
Another loud amen.
Amen.
In the next 14 minutes or so, we will be commencing the first in the series of Hour of Visitation at Shiloh 2022. He has cleansed us. The next thing is for him to visit us. Get yourself set for it. You will surely be visited by God. Within the period, you get yourself relaxed a bit. Reflect on the things you've encountered with God this morning. If you need to pray a bit more, you do that. And 7:15 on the dot, the hour of visitation commences. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022. In Covenant Highways. Extend your love to your neighbors right now.